Tunisia's president has dismissed the prime minister and suspended parliament for 30 days. Kais Saied made the decision after protests over the handling of the coronavirus pandemic and a struggling economy.
The first decision is to freeze all the powers of the parliament. The constitution does not allow the parliament to be dissolved, but it does not stand in the way of freezing all its work. The second decision is to lift the immunity of all members of parliament and for those of whom a case is related to. I will take care over the public prosecution.
The head of Tunisia's ruling Ennahda party, Rachid Ghannouchi, is describing the president's move as a coup. There was a standoff outside parliament as Ghannouchi and other ministers were prevented from entering. He's calling on supporters to demonstrate.
These decisions have no basis in the constitution nor in the law, and we are against them because, in short, it is a coup against the constitution, a coup against the revolution, and a coup against public and private liberties in the country. The president made a misinterpretation that actually clashes with the reality.
Thailand has reported its highest number of new coronavirus cases since the pandemic began. More than 15,300 infections have been confirmed. Hospital beds in the capital Bangkok are at capacity and oxygen supplies are running out. Malaysia's parliament is holding a special session to discuss the government's coronavirus plans after a seven-month suspension due to the pandemic. The country is facing a new wave of infections fueled by the Delta variant. And a senior U.S. general says airstrikes in support of the Afghan government will continue for the next few weeks if the Taliban escalates its offensive. The UN's reporting record numbers of civilians have been killed and injured since May 1st, when international forces began their withdrawal and the Taliban stepped up its attacks. And China's blaming the U.S. for a stalemate in relations, accusing it of creating an imaginary enemy. That's as U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman meets her counterpart, Xie Feng, in Tianjin.
Looking for compelling human stories beautifully told? Each Sunday, AJ Longreads brings you the very best of Al Jazeera's long-form storytelling. Subscribe to AJ Longreads wherever you get your podcasts.